Today is Wednesday, November 24th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, just fair warning, I'm recording some of these shows early and out of order. And so I may be talking about things out of order or bringing up random crap because I just, we're leaving, you know, on, you know, the day that you're listening to this, we are flying to New York and we're going to be in New York. And I haven't yet decided if at the time of this recording, which is being pre-recorded because we're going to be in the airport on Wednesday. I haven't yet decided if I'm going to do a full slate of shows or, you know, like, am I going to take my recording equipment with me? Am I going to just take the time off? So I guess you guys will just find it out. But if you don't get a little show in your feed on any day between Thursday, between Thanksgiving Day and Wednesday of next week, just know that I may be taking a vacation day because we're in New York. Because I don't know. It's always a little weird trying to record in the hotel room with Mark or making him leave or, you know, other things like that. So I don't know what I'm going to do is what I'm saying. So if these shows seem a little bit like out of order or whatever, you know, I'm pre-recording. So that you guys at least get a full week of shows this week. The days that are in doubt mainly are Monday and Tuesday of next week, because I'm going to be fully in New York. So I booked one more show for New York, and that is actually a play. I don't even know if it's a good book, because I've never read it. I love reading. I'm an avid reader, although as I've gotten older, I've had less and less time to read. And recently, as you guys know, I've been reading not even self-help books, but like, you know, books on, I don't know, like the Christ in Crisis book that I read. And there's another one that says, you know, I can't remember the name of it, but it's about being, you know, don't be a jerk if you love God, you know, that sort of thing. And then my most recent one that I bought is, I haven't started reading yet, but it says, the title of it is Love Your Enemies: How Decent People Can Save America from the Culture of Contempt. And normally I'm a very fiction heavy reader, but anyway, I that's an aside. I don't believe I've ever read this book. I normally read John Grisham and, you know, Robert Jordan and Terry Goodkind, which are, they're fantasy authors. And John Grisham is a law fiction law person. And, I had to sneeze there, so I muted myself. I'm probably not going to cut it out, but anyway. So, you know, I'm not a reader of the classics is what I'm saying. And when you're in school, you're made to read certain things. And you read them. I never enjoyed things that I was made to read because they automatically become less good if I have a deadline or I have to write a book report or something like that. I always hate it. If I want to read something, I just want to read it. I don't want to have to do a presentation on it or, you know, whatever. And so anyway, I don't think I've read it, but the book is To Kill a Mockingbird. And I know it's like a world renowned, it probably won some book prize, whatever they're called. I don't know. I didn't do any research, but it's a really good book. And, or I think it is. A lot of people like it. It's well regarded literature. And so I decided to, and there's a play that has Jeff Daniels in it. Famous actor Jeff Daniels, and he was actually in The Newsroom, which I really enjoyed. It's Aaron Sorkin, and I believe I like Aaron Sorkin stuff. Aaron Sorkin did, and I don't know if he was a producer, director, writer, something like that, but he did West Wing. He did a couple of other shows. He did Newsroom. He did a sports one that I liked about a sports television show. And anyway, I really like his style, and he evidently produced this play, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Jeff Daniels, I assume because they've worked together before, is in the initial run of this play, and I think he's still going to be doing it when we go see it. But I decided to buy tickets. We got horrible seats, but they were, I didn't want to spend a lot. I spent so much money on Hamilton tickets. And the Book of Mormon tickets were not cheap either, although they were a lot less than Hamilton. And so I didn't want to spend, you know, just a ton of money. So I picked the cheap seats for the play, but I did that. And then I'm contemplating one more, you know, one more show for Monday night. And so I'm looking, Waitress is one option. A lot of shows go dark on Monday nights, but we have nothing planned for Monday, and we're not leaving to come home until Tuesday. And so I really want to do something Monday night. And so anyway, I'm still looking, you know, at what the options are there. Chicago, Phantom of the Opera, those are options. Company, which I've never seen, that's an option. But Waitress, I feel like I heard good things about that. I'm not sure. I could be wrong, but I feel like I heard good things about that. So now I'm going to talk to you about Monday night because I'm recording this on Tuesday. I made something that was actually very good. It was not healthy at all. But, you know, I cooked all of this food for the, you know, pre-Thanksgiving dinner with my parents. And I made a maple sausage, acorn squash, hash, but I had a little bit of maple sausage left over. I bought heavy cream to put in my mashed potatoes, and I had some heavy cream left over. I bought chicken broth to put in the gravy and something else I can't remember, and I had a little bit of that left over. And I also had a little bit of the acorn squash and sausage hash left over. And I had some raw sausage left over as well. And I had a shallot left over. Anyway, Mark really likes hamburger steak and gravy over rice. Now, normally this is a brown gravy, and I don't like hamburger steak. Like, I'm not a big fan of, the only way I really want a hamburger is on a hamburger, a sandwich. But he really likes it. It's a thing that he really enjoys. And I thought, you know, I really need to use these leftovers because I'm really bad about buying too many ingredients for something and then not being able to use the leftovers later. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to make rice for him, but there's leftover mashed potatoes that I will eat. He doesn't like mashed potatoes, so I thought, okay, I'm going to eat the mashed potatoes. But then over the mashed potatoes, I had ground turkey in the refrigerator, which I was originally going to make spaghetti out of, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to try to make a version of hamburger, steak, and gravy and use the leftover ingredients. So what I did is I took, I cut up the shallot that I had. I had some garlic, and I sauteed that a little bit. I added the sausage, the raw sausage, and cooked that. And then I added some flour. I made a roux, and I added chicken broth, heavy cream, chicken broth and heavy cream until I got the consistency that I wanted. Oh, and I cooked the turkey. I added one egg and a little bit of breadcrumb, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and made a little mix, and then made patties out of it. And I cooked the patties probably halfway through. And then I put them over to the side, and I made this gravy using the maple sausage, the, you know, the heavy cream, the chicken broth, the shallot, garlic, and then I added in the leftover acorn squash and sausage hash that it was just a little bit, maybe like a half a cup. Made a gravy, and then I put the patties back in the gravy and let them simmer for about 15-20 minutes. And I put one over rice for Mark and one over mashed potatoes for me and put that gravy over it. It was really good, you guys. So good. I mean, not healthy at all because heavy cream. Hello. I mean, the turkey was okay. But the heavy cream, you know, not good for you. I know, but again, I felt kind of good because I used some leftovers, and that's always good. And so we had that on Monday night, and then I've still got a little bit of Christmas decorating to do outside today, hopefully before we leave. And we've got to pack, and then our first day in New York will be on Wednesday evening. So, yeah. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.